Good morning and welcome to the Fiserv Annual Meeting of Shareholders. I would now like to introduce Dennis O'Leary, Chairman of the Board of Directors. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you and good morning. Today's meeting is being held online to support the health and well-being of our shareholders, directors, and employees. We will conduct the business portion of our meeting first. After the formal meeting has adjourned, our Chief Executive Officer will provide a brief business update and answer shareholder questions. Please note that the rules of the meeting and information regarding forward-looking statements are available on the meeting website. As noted in the rules of conduct, only shareholders who join the meeting using a valid control number may submit questions via the meeting website. Out of consideration for others, please limit yourself to one question on a matter relevant to this meeting. We may address questions that are not answered during the meeting by responding on an individual basis or by posting answers on the company's website. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and an active archive will be available on our website following the meeting. Before we address the business of the meeting, allow me to introduce my fellow board members in attendance today. Frank Bisignano, our President and CEO, Allison Davis, Enrique De Castro, Harry DeSimone, Dylan Haggard, Dennis Lynch, Wafa Mamili, Heidi Miller, Doyle Simmons, and Kevin Warren. In addition, we're joined by Bob Howe, our Chief Financial Officer, and Shub Mukherjee, our Head of Investor Relations. Also with us today, representing Deloitte & Touche, is James Stewart, who will be available as needed during the question and answer session. It is now shortly after 10 a.m. Central Time on May 18, 2022, and I hereby call this meeting to order. The polls are now open for voting. Any shareholder who has not yet voted or wishes to change their vote may do so by clicking the voting button on the meeting website and following the instructions. No further action is necessary for shareholders who have sent in proxies or already voted via the internet or by telephone. The Board of Directors has fixed March 21, 2022 as the record date for the determination of shareholders entitled to vote at this meeting. Chris Sundberg is acting as our third-party inspector of elections at this meeting. Ms. Sundberg has informed me that over 91% of the company's outstanding shares as of the record date are present, and we therefore have a quorum. Because we have a quorum, this meeting is now legally convened. I will now present the matters to be voted upon. The first matter of business is to vote upon the election of the director nominees identified in the proxy statement to serve until the next annual meeting of shareholders. The second matter of business is to vote upon a resolution to approve, on an advisory basis, the compensation of our named executive officers. The third matter of business is to ratify the Audit Committee's appointment of Deloitte & Touche as the company's independent auditor for 2022. Fourth matter of business is to vote upon a shareholder proposal requesting the board seek shareholder approval of senior manager severance and termination payments. I now invite Ms. Cam Franklin to introduce the proposal in accordance with the rules of conduct. Will the operator please open Ms. Franklin's line?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Proposal 4, shareholder ratification of termination pay. Shareholders request that the board seek shareholder approval for any senior manager's new or renewed pay package that provides for severance or termination payments with an estimated value exceeding 2.99 times the sum of the executive's base salary plus target short-term bonus. Severance or termination payments include cash, equity, or other compensation that is paid out or vests due to a senior executive's termination for any reason. Payments include those provided under employment agreements, severance plans, and change in control clauses in long-term equity plans. Estimated total value includes lump sum payments, payments offsetting tax liabilities, prerequisites or benefits not vested under a plan generally available to management employees, post-employment consulting fees or office expense, and equity awards if vesting is accelerated or a performance condition waived due to termination. The board shall retain the option to seek shareholder approval after material terms are agreed upon. Generous performance-based pay can be okay, but shareholder ratification of golden parachute severance packages with a total cost exceeding 2.99 times base salary plus target short-term bonus better aligns management pay with shareholder interests. For instance, at one company, if the CEO is terminated with or without cause, he will receive $39 million in termination payments, nearly seven times his base salary plus short-term bonus. It is in the best interest of Fiserv shareholders and the morale of Fiserv employees to be protected from such lavish management termination packages for one person. It is important to have this policy in place so that Fiserv management stays focused on improving company performance as opposed to seeking a merger mostly to trigger a management golden parachute windfall. This proposal is more important at Fiserv because of the tendency to overpay management. Fiserv management pay was rejected by 37% of shares in 2021 when a 5% rejection is the norm. And Mr. Scott Natal, who is departing today and who was the chair of the management pay committee, was rejected by up to 35 times the negative votes of other Fiserv directors at the 2021 annual meeting. This topic proposal won 58% support at the 2021 FedEx annual meeting and 67% support at the 2022 Spirit AeroSystems annual meeting. Please vote yes, shareholder ratification of termination pay, proposal number 4. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Your board of directors does not agree with this proposal for the reasons set forth in the proxy statement. The votes authorized by the proxies received for the company's shareholders are hereby cast as follows. For each of the board's nominees. For the resolution to approve the compensation of our named executive officers. For the appointment of Deloitte and Touche, and against the shareholder proposal. As a reminder, any shareholder who has not yet voted should do so now by clicking the voting button on the web portal and following the instructions. I now declare the polls for the 2022 annual shareholder meeting closed. We've been informed by the Inspector of Election that the preliminary vote report shows the nominees for election to the board have been duly elected. The advisory vote regarding the compensation of our named executive officers has been approved. The appointment of Deloitte & Touche is ratified, and the shareholder proposal has been approved. We will report the final vote results in a Form 8K after this meeting. Secretary of the company did not receive proper notice of any other business or proposal to come before the meeting as of February 20, 2022, as required by our bylaws. As there is no further business, the formal meeting is adjourned. Frank will now provide a brief update on our business and will answer some shareholder questions.
Thank you, Dennis. Good morning, everyone. In 2021, we had another successful year of delivering on our growth agenda in the midst of a dynamic environment. We continue to invest in the business to fuel further growth and innovate to provide value for our clients, both organically and through the seven acquisitions we completed in the year. For the year, we delivered 11% organic revenue growth at the high end of our 7%-12% outlook we originally provided at our 2020 Investor Day. We expanded adjusted operating margin by 250 basis points, while also achieving 26% growth in adjusted earnings per share to $5.58. I'm proud of the collective effort it took on the part of every Fiserv associate around the world to achieve these strong results. We made excellent progress on the integration of Fiserv and First Data, achieving $1.2 billion of cost synergy, more than 2 years ahead of our original schedule and well above our original financial targets. We are well on our way to reaching our revenue synergy commitment of $600 million by the end of this year, which will be 18 months ahead of schedule. We continued to see increased growth and adoption of our merchant platforms, Clover for small and medium-sized business, and Carat for enterprise businesses. Additionally, we acquired BentoBox and NetPay during the year to enhance our service offerings in verticals like restaurants and power new flows via PayFacs. We continue to strengthen our client value proposition across core banking, payment processing, and the network business through digital acquisitions such as Ondot and SpendLabs. Our people are our biggest asset, and we remain dedicated to the health and safety of our people, our clients, and our communities. As described in our recently published corporate social responsibility report, we continue to invest in our people platform and prioritize professional development for our associates centered on inclusion leadership. During 2021, Forbes recognized Fiserv as one of America's best employers for diversity, and Fiserv was named to the Bloomberg Gender Equality Index for the 6th year in a row. We remain focused on advancing our technology, driving operational excellence, and deepening our client relationships by strategically deploying capital and forming partnerships to benefit our clients both today and for tomorrow. We remain committed to excellence for our people and our clients and for creating sustainable long-term shareholder value. With that, let's move on to Q&A. Shub, what questions have you received?
Thank you, Frank. We received a few questions regarding what the company is doing to increase diversity, including on the board of directors and in senior management.
Thank you. As reflected in our recently published 2021 Corporate Social Responsibility Report, our commitment to creating a diverse and inclusive workplace remains strong. We have continued to build upon our Forward Together plan, where we committed to improving diversity across all levels of our organization and to cultivating a diverse, respectful, and inclusive workplace. In this regard, in 2021, we offered a new leading talent program to select diverse associates in the U.S. The program is designed to fast-track the development of diverse talent for expanded roles. In 2022, we launched a similar program called Leading Women to accelerate the development of top female talent. This program will be delivered across each of our four global regions. Consistent with our governance guidelines, our board of directors continues to increase its diversity, has recently added an additional female director, bringing total female representation on our board to one-third of its members. As you can see, we continue to make strong progress at all levels of the organization.
Thank you, Frank. There is another question here asking that you comment on the company culture and employee turnover.
Employee engagement is a key part of our strategic agenda, and our people platform remains a top priority. In the past year, we have increased benefits for associates, including enhancing the company's 401k match and held associate health care costs flat. We've begun to offer enhanced benefits in our family support, caregiver support, and family planning programs to ensure that Fiserv is both a great place to work while prioritizing family. And we are looking to a bright future on the real estate front as we continue to invest in our campuses to allow for better workplace environments. That would be in Alpharetta, in Omaha, in Coral Springs, and a new technology park being created in New Jersey. We recently concluded our company-wide employee survey to seek feedback from all associates. We're pleased with the initial results, and we're analyzing very deeply this data and plan to use it to understand what we do well and where there are opportunities to do better for our people. And we have multiple platforms for communication with our people, including my weekly skip levels that happen on every Friday, including our total leadership team being engaged continuously in re-recruiting our workforce. As always, we're listening to our associates and meeting them where they are.
Thank you. The next question asks if the company has any plans to declare dividends.
We have long maintained a disciplined capital allocation strategy and a commitment to return value to our shareholders. Share repurchase will remain the primary benchmark for our capital deployment.
We received a question about how recent acquisitions like FinTech and BentoBox advance the company's strategic goals. Could you address that?
Regarding FinTech, in early April, we closed the acquisition of FinTech, a leading developer of cloud-native banking solutions. We have already seen a tremendous amount of interest in the platform from existing and new clients. We believe this acquisition will augment our ability to enrich and accelerate the delivery of digital solutions to existing clients, as well as broaden our client base to include large financial institutions and fintechs for banking as a service and embedded finance opportunity. And regarding BentoBox, BentoBox is a leading digital ordering and delivery management platform to help out close to 200,000 restaurant owners on our platform reach more clients. The integration of BentoBox into Clover, our operating system for small and medium-sized businesses, is well underway, and the early proof points in both lead conversion rate and ARPU are all very positive.
The last question that we have time for today asks that you please address the recent stock price performance.
We firmly believe that if we continue to execute and deliver against our targets like we have thus far, the stock price will follow. In 2021, we exceeded our financial outlook. We delivered 11% organic revenue growth at the high end of our 7 to 12% outlook. We expanded full-year adjusted operating margins by 250 basis points, and we achieved 26% year-over-year in adjusted earnings per share to $5.58, well above our original outlook of $5.25 to $5.45. We have successfully completed the integration of Fiserv and First Data assets, achieving our target of $1.2 billion of cost synergies, $300 million above our original commitment, and 2 years ahead of schedule. And we achieved $480 million of revenue synergies through the end of 2021 at 80% of the increased commitment of $600 million. Following a successful 2021, we are now well on our way to achieving the financial targets we have set for 2022. Those are the questions that we have time for today. If you have any additional questions, please contact our IR team. Thank you for joining us for the annual meeting and for your continued support.
The Fiserv Annual Meeting of Shareholders has ended. You may now leave the virtual meeting. Thank you. Have a great day.